AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama will be holding a news conference soon at the White House. Sure to come up will be comments from the president about retaliation against Russia for its suspected meddling in the U.S. election process. Russia is denying it. President-elect Donald Trump has rejected the CIA's assessment. Russia's aim was to help him win. Boris Zilberman with the Foundation for Defense of Democracies says Putin is enjoying the back and forth in the U.S. over hacking.
He's brought Russia back to the kind of forefront of international relations, to the conversation. And I think what is happening now between Democrats and Republicans on this issue actually is serving his interests quite well.
Hillary Clinton says Russian interference is to blame for her defeat. She spoke to donors last night in New York about a personal beef with Vladimir Putin. The Pentagon says a Navy unmanned underwater drone was stolen by China.
It is ours. It's clearly marked as ours. We would like it back, and we would like this not to happen again.
Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis says the drone was collecting unclassified scientific data in the South China Sea. A formal complaint has been filed, but Davis says he was not aware of any response from China yet. Gunfire forced a suspension of the evacuation of civilians from Aleppo in Syria. The AP's Sarah El-Deeb reports some people are still waiting to get out.
The Turkish foreign minister said that about 7,000-plus civilians have been evacuated from the part of Aleppo that remains besieged. This indicates that there has been a lot of progress overnight. Hundreds of people have left in buses that, as we understand, have not really stopped until the early hours of the morning.
The UN refutes it, but the Russian Military Center for Reconciliation in Syria says the evacuations have been completed. Mourners have begun filing past John Glenn's flag-draped casket at Ohio's Capitol building in Columbus. The former astronaut and former senator died last week. Wall Street, the Dow is down 11 points. This is AP Radio News. Only about 15% of the people around Corpus Christi, Texas, who were told not to drink the water can start drinking it again. A harmful chemical from an industrial plant leaked into the supply. Corpus Christi Mayor Dan McQueen says it's not clear yet how far back this problem goes.
I'm hearing rumors that even as far back as before Thanksgiving, okay? I'm going to tell you I don't know all of this data, but I'm hearing it, we're investigating it, and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
People in Corpus Christi have been getting bottled water. A couple on Long Island says a UPS delivery they thought was a toy plane for a friend's son turned out to be an automatic rifle. There was also a scope, stand, ammo clip, and copies of an Arizona man's driver's license and concealed weapons permit. Joel Berman's six-year-old granddaughter was with them in the room when they opened the package. She was hustled out of that room. UPS says it is investigating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.